Hello, Anna Meredith. I'm Francesca.
Hi, Francesca, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm only so sorry that because I don't know. You know when everything that should work for your work stop to
No problem.
work immediately? That's my
No
day.
problem.
So I found a Plan B, and finally I
Oh,
can
well done.
reach you. So, first of all, you are one of the actors that I am really, really, really curious to hear to Eurosonic, and you are planning, I think, that the first day in the main theater or something, and.
I think so. Yeah, I won the 11th. I'm not sure where we're playing yet.
Yeah, and well, you play already so much festival in UK area, right?
And Europe, yeah, we've done quite a few European festivals as well, yeah.
And now your record is out just in those days. How was working on this album?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. Can you say again?
The question was only the album is out to in those days, so I was working on this album. I was because working on album is like having a child, you know? So it's always something so difficult to explain, I think, even if it seems a so stupid question, is how was working on this album? Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like you say,
So, do you wanna share with us something that impressed you so much while you were working on this album? Hello? Okay, that's not our day. Don't worry. The question was how was working on this album because it's your
hear any of
first
that?
album. Okay.
Did you hear my reply?
No, that's we were w talking about how was working on your album because it's your
Yes,
first album, blah
I'll say
blah
again.
blah blah.
Okay, so yes, I was saying it was a very big thing because I'm used to working on big projects in my work normally, big commissions, but it's very different when it's your own project with your own time, your own money, your own friends, and you have to make time for this project in a way that you don't when somebody else is funding it or somebody else is asking for the project and the deadlines. So yes, it took a lot of energy and a lot of self-belief and a lot of time to make it. Yeah.
So it was amazing. Anyway, I was even browsing all of your social media, and I think that even the visual part, it's a big part with your music, even if you are so peculiar because let's try to explain, you are between electronic music and between acoustic music. Anyway,
Yes, classical also, yeah.
I saw few visual that were pretty wow.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I mean, all the visual, the look of the album and the artwork is all done by my sister, who's an
Oh,
illustrator, who's Eleanor Meredith.
how
But the
cool.
videos for the album have all been made just, I've been very lucky, worked with very talented people. For each video, I had quite a clear idea of the energy for each video, but ultimately I've just been very lucky that I've had very interested people who've really liked the music and who've wanted to do something very different for each of the tracks. So yeah, the visual element is important, very important to me.
Okay, and I saw on Facebook that the second day of the year Pitchfork say that you were in Gorillaz playlist, and wow, it was pretty amazing. I think like a kickstart of the year.
Yeah, no, that was great, really nice, and you know, obviously a brilliant mix of other women in the playlist too.
You know, because we are pretty lucky, I think, in Eurosonic Nordeslag in those last 2 years, because there are a lot of women playing. But music is still so masculine. Like, there are a lot of good girls that are playing, but big act are still male, and it's a kind of, you know, it's something very strange, because even for me, I'm working in music, but the best Italian journalist is male. It's always so difficult. What do you think about this? Because I mean, when we will be in a week in Groningen, there will be a lot of good girl planning. And now?
Well, that's really exciting to see. You know, it's great. You know, with 50-50 men and women, and a lot of the festivals I played this year, last year, have feet, you know, especially there was one in the UK called End of the Road, which I think made a real feature of strong, of having, you know, a strong female lineup, and it's great because it doesn't seem like a compromise when you have such talent. You know, you focus on the talent rather than the you know, the balance of men and women. So yeah, it's you know, you just have to hope that it starts not to become something that's unusual, that you just start to, it's just normal, because it shouldn't be a problem. It's not like there are, you know, there's no good women by music, that women writing music. There's loads, like you say, very talented women writing music, both as singers, but increasingly more as producers. And, you know, I think it's really important to try and, you know, showcase that.
Okay. And you are out with Moshi Moshi record, right? And it's quite an interesting record label, because, you know, there are a lot of even friends of mine like Telemann, people that in the years that you see at gigs change only the name of the band, but are all the people that are always in music. Do you think that being in this record label helped you somehow? They tried to help you somehow, or it was totally random?
Yeah, I mean, they've been great for me. I mean, I've been with them a long time now, because I did my two EPs before the album with Moshi Moshi, so I know them really well, and I think it's brilliant to see how they're developing as a label as well. You know, they're putting out a real mix of people. You know, last year they had a fantastic mix of albums coming out from very different artists, and I love their kind of open-mindedness, and they're very up for what you want to be. So no, they've been really supportive for me, and it probably helped in some ways, and other stuff I think I just is things that's my own area. So yeah, I think it's a really good mix.
Okay, and the last question is, you are so peculiar. What we have to expect from your live shows?
I mean, I suppose it's not peculiar for me. I mean, you know, for me, it doesn't seem unusual. It's just, you know, nothing. You know, it's just what I do. So I suppose just keeping an open mind and, you know, come along and enjoy it. I don't think that anything to be afraid of or you know, concerned about. It's been really lovely to see how much people have been enjoying the live shows that we've done. So yeah, I just hoping people enjoy it.
Okay, it's in a week, and I can't wait now.
Brilliant. Thank you. I look forward
okay.
to it.
Have a nice week until Groningen, so.
Thank you, Francesca. I'll see you there.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.